Welcome to Coaching in Progress, the podcast for pioneering insights, strategies, and solutions designed to empower high-impact teams and organizations. I'm Vito Abruzzi, your host, and today we'll explore how AI is reshaping the world just like the wheel did thousands of years ago, creating new possibilities, challenges, and opportunities for growth. Let's roll.
Hey, all you leaders out there, CEOs and CIOs, if you're trying to figure out how to make your teams even better with AI, this deep dive is for you. We found some really cool research that compares the AI revolution to something from way back in history. You ready for this? They're comparing AI to the invention of the wheel.
Yeah, I know it might sound a little strange at first, but hear me out. What's really interesting about this comparison is how it shows just how much AI can change things. Just like the wheel changed transportation and trade and even warfare way back then, AI is going to disrupt industries and how we do business today.
Okay, I'm interested. But how does looking at ancient history help us deal with AI now?
Well, think about it this way. By studying how societies back then adapted to the wheel, we can get some really valuable insights into how we can successfully integrate AI into our organizations today. The research even dives into a real-world example. DHL, you know, the big logistics company, they're using AI, like machine learning and real-time traffic data, to figure out the best delivery routes. And the results? A 15% reduction in fuel costs, and they've improved delivery times by 10%.
Wow, that's impressive. And it's not just about making more money. It's great to see how AI can also be a powerful tool to help us be more sustainable.
Exactly. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Just as the wheel led to new types of trade and economic activity, AI is helping to create entirely new business models. Yeah. Think about all those subscription services popping up everywhere. That's all powered by AI personalization, tailoring offerings to what each customer likes. AI isn't just about doing the things we already do better. It's about making things possible that we haven't even thought of yet.
So we've established that AI is a game changer. But the research also talks about how fast AI is being adopted. It's happening quickly, and those who get on board early are going to get the biggest rewards. What kind of advantage are we talking about here?
Well, think about the societies that were slow to adopt the wheel. They fell behind. They lost their competitive edge. The same thing could happen to businesses that are hesitant about AI. The research talks about how companies like Walmart and Klarna are using AI-powered chatbots to handle tons of customer service inquiries all at the same time.
So it's like having a customer support team that's available 24/7 and never gets tired. That sounds incredible for efficiency. But what about the human employees? Are they being replaced?
That's a great question. The research emphasizes that AI adoption isn't about replacing people. It's about using resources in a smart way. AI can take care of the routine tasks, and that frees up your human talent to focus on what they're really good at. Things like strategy, creativity, and solving complex problems, the things that really need human skills. And that leads us to another important point for leaders who are going through this AI transformation. It's not just about putting the technology in place. It's about getting your workforce ready for this new way of working. The research really highlights how important skills adaptation is.
So you're talking about investing in training programs, upskilling employees in areas like machine learning model development or data visualization for AI insights. But what does that actually look like?
Exactly. And it's more than just technical skills. The research emphasizes the need to be able to adapt and learn continuously because the AI landscape is always changing. It's kind of like with the wheel. It wasn't just about knowing how to use it. It was also about knowing how to build it, maintain it, and adapt it for different situations.
That's a great analogy. So it's not just about giving employees new tools. It's about encouraging a mindset of continuous learning and adaptation. How can we, as leaders, help facilitate that change?
Well, that's where coaching comes in. And not just any coaching. It needs to change as AI changes. The research suggests using AI tools to make coaching even better. Imagine having access to data-driven insights on team dynamics, performance metrics. You could even spot potential conflicts before they happen.
Wow, so AI can actually make us better coaches. That's pretty amazing. But let's change gears a little bit and talk about the bigger picture, the impact of AI on the economy. The research mentions this, but I'd love to explore it a little more.
Sure. This efficient way of using AI doesn't just benefit individual teams. It has a ripple effect on the whole economy. The research emphasizes that leaders need to figure out where AI can create value in their specific industries. Can it cut costs? Can it create new revenue streams? Can it help you find new market opportunities?
I'm noticing a trend here. It's all about understanding what AI can do and then using it strategically to solve specific business challenges. Are there any specific examples of companies doing this well?
Well, we already talked about DHL using AI for route optimization, but let's look at another industry, finance. Companies like JPMorgan Chase are using AI algorithms to detect fraud, analyze market trends, and even personalize investment recommendations for their clients. This not only makes things more efficient and accurate, it also creates new revenue streams.
It's almost like having a crystal ball that can predict future trends and what consumers are going to do. But with great power comes great responsibility.
Right. You got it. And that brings us to the final point that the research emphasizes, dealing with the changing world of AI regulations. As AI becomes more integrated into our lives, it's really important for leaders to stay up to date on the legal and ethical implications of using it.
So we need to be thinking about things like data privacy and algorithmic bias and making sure that AI is used responsibly and ethically.
Exactly. And it's not just about following the rules. It's about building trust with your customers and employees. By showing that you're committed to ethical AI practices, you're positioning your company as a responsible leader in this field that's changing so quickly.
It sounds like this is where things get real. We've talked about how AI can transform things, the need to adapt quickly and strategically, and the importance of skills development and coaching. But what does it all mean for the leaders who are listening right now? What are the key takeaways they can apply to their own organizations?
The research actually ends with a really powerful message for leaders. It boils down to this: are you going to be a passenger or a driver in this AI revolution?
I like that. So how do we go from just watching to actually leading the way when it comes to AI?
Well, the research asks two thought-provoking questions. The first one is, how can your organization be one of the first to really innovate with AI? It's not just about using the tools that are already out there. It's about pushing the limits, experimenting, and finding new ways to use AI to solve the challenges that are unique to your business.
Like those ancient societies who first started using the wheel. They didn't just use it. They found new ways to use it and pushed the limits of what they thought was possible.
Exactly. And that brings us to the second question. The research asks, what steps can you take today to make sure your team's skills evolve as AI technology keeps advancing? Don't wait for the future to happen to you. Take charge. Make strategic decisions now that will help your team and your organization succeed in this AI-driven world.
So it's a two-pronged approach. Embrace AI as a tool for innovation and empower your team to become fluent in AI. What are some specific things leaders can do to make this happen?
It all starts with building a culture where continuous learning and experimentation are encouraged. Encourage your team to explore new AI tools and technologies. Give them the resources and training they need to develop their AI skills. And create a safe space for them to try new things and even fail.
Create an environment where people are excited about AI, not afraid of it, where they feel like they can explore and innovate without worrying about making mistakes.
Exactly. And remember, it's not just about technical skills. It's about developing those human skills that will become even more important in an AI-driven world. Things like critical thinking, creativity, emotional intelligence, and the ability to solve complex problems.
So our job as leaders is to create an environment where our teams can thrive in this new world, to give them the skills and the mindset they need to not only survive, but to really excel.
Exactly. That's what makes this deep dive so valuable. It's not just about understanding AI. It's about understanding our role as leaders and shaping how AI affects our organizations, our teams, and the world around us.
Well said. The wheel changed the ancient world. AI has the power to do the same for us. The journey begins today. Are you ready to get rolling?
Thank you for joining me on Coaching in Progress. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to read the Coaching in Progress newsletter on LinkedIn, where we discuss the insights and strategies covered. Let's keep the conversation going. Follow along and stay connected for more tools to empower your teams and elevate your leadership. Goodbye.